So what does your week look like? What's your schedule?
Well, I work at the church, obviously Sunday mornings. The church that I work at is about an hour away from the town that I live in. So I get up early on Sunday morning, drive to the church. We practice with the choir if they're singing before the service, do the service. Then on Sunday evenings, I sing in a choir called New Voices, which is a choir based out of Appleton, just north of Neenah. And it's a really wonderful group. It's about 80 singers, and a lot of us are music professionals, whether church musicians like me or music teachers. So it's a high-level group. It's a lot of fun to sing with. And then go back home on Sunday evening. And then Monday is kind of my day off. I make my wife lunch and bring it to her at the library that she works at, put her around the house. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, I drive back up to Neenah. I have my choir rehearsal on Tuesday nights. I also play in a community band and a bluegrass ensemble, and that those rehearse on various Tuesdays. And then on Thursday, I have a piano lesson with a student of mine, and I have some other activities. And then during the summer, I go to an organic farm just outside of Princeton, and I work in the morning at the farm, which is also a really, really rewarding experience. It's very different from making music in some ways, but it's a creative process. I mean, I'm not in charge of anything. I just go and I pick vegetables and I weigh things and I wash things, but it's really wonderful, a great opportunity to be close to the earth and close to the cycles of life and death that are all around us, happening all the time, but that I think it's in the world that we have built, it's very easy to not think about those cycles of life and death. And being on a farm, they're really placed right in front of you. So I'm very happy for that. And then in the summer, if it's Saturday, the next day, I go off to the flea market and I play accordion there for a few hours.
It's quite a wonderful week.